Episode 1505, Stay Calm and Give Grace.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. Did you wake up with a spring in your step? Oh, I hope you did, because it is Relationship Builders Day. Where are you in your marriage? Are you building a strong foundation? It's time to stay calm and give grace. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, does your spouse just make you so mad sometimes to the point that you could care less about how you respond? You're just ready to lash out. Stay calm and show grace. But that's so hard to do. How can you stay calm in a situation where you are challenged, where your character is questioned? How can you extend grace and give the benefit of the doubt when it seems that your spouse is never giving it to you? Relationships can bring out the best or the worst in us, and marriage is no different. We are either quick to love or quick to lash out. Fair or unfair? Protecting self is the ego's reaction. Don't push against me because I can push against you. There are times where my sweet husband, oh yeah, he gets under my skin. He just kind of, you know, my nerves. I'm like, are you serious? You really just said that? He says things that rubs me the wrong way. He makes a comment that I interpret to be negative or judgmental of my capabilities. He responds with a harsh action that is a disservice to me. Now understand, this is how I perceive his communication. His words, his actions, his reactions meet my interpretations, and I draw a conclusion. And to my defense, it's to protect my ego. Because what? Me? I'm number one. So I'm going to do everything that's self-serving to me, who I am. No one wants to feel less than. No one wants to be made fun of. No one wants anything less than to be loved. But again, it's my interpretations of his multiple responses. If I continue to let the sun set on what I perceive, the marriage will be a disaster in the making. The marriage is doomed. However, you don't have to let your ego get in the way of love and appreciation for your partner, even in the mix of miscommunication and hurt. Stay calm and give grace. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Stay calm and give grace. Why add fuel to the fire? I've done it. Oh, and I can light it up. Oh, it's so fun. Don't you just want to do it because you just want to get under their skin even more because they've gotten under your skin? But does that really serve a purpose? Hey, it adds fuel to the fire and it's fun. Yet that is exactly what we do, right? We want to keep adding fuel to the fire. We put on our armor to fight and defend ourselves. We let the ego lead the battle instead of letting our heart fight with the greater impact. Think about that for a moment. Are you one who just says, I'm coming after him with all I've got? And there are days, yeah, I get that there are going to be times that you're going to need to rise up and defend. I get that. But in the majority of our situations, the everyday communication, we need to what? Be careful. Because when it becomes your daily backlash to prove yourself all the time, that's not serving you. It's not serving your marriage or your spouse. In a committed relationship, and in this instance, we're talking about marriage, it's important to look at how you respond in situations where you are challenged. It's important to come from a place that serves you and does not hinder you. Stay calm and give grace. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you got to stay calm. Take a deep breath. Breathe. And I really want you to focus on that breath. If we would all think about how we're breathing, the miraculous heart, the organ that we have that pumps blood throughout our miles of blood vessels, and how it circulates in our body, we'd be willing to take a step back because we're alive. And it gives us a moment, what, to feel alive. Because when you are put down, when you're in a situation where you're challenged, the last thing you do and feel is alive, right? It crushes your spirit. So stay calm. Take a deep breath. Don't be rushed to lash out. Number two, speak the truth in love. Notice that in love part, it's not just about speak the truth. Oh, I'm great at speaking the truth, and I will tell you exactly like it is, because sometimes I just like to put some fire underneath his bottom. Okay, so maybe that's for another episode. But you get it, right? Speak the truth in love. When you come from a place that builds up, it's easier to see a solution rather than the problem. You don't want to become part of the problem. And when we are quick to lash out, when we let anger take over our tongue, then what happens? Yeah, we are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Marriage is a two-way street. If you want to be part of the solution, you got to start leading in that direction. Speak the truth in love. And number three, give grace. This is the benefit of the doubt. This is a beautiful gift, is grace. Love them where they're at. It's not always easy, especially when they're pushing your buttons. And oh, there are a time or two that I just sit there and go, seriously, it's taking all of God's angels right now to hold my tongue down. You're going to be in those situations. But I got to tell you, the reward is great. So when you win the battle of the heart, you can walk away knowing that you're even better than how you were challenged because of what? Your response. Give grace. That is what makes you, you. You are one who extends something greater than yourself. It builds a foundation where forgiveness begins and love wins. That's an incredible place to be. It's an incredible foundation to your marriage. A foundation where forgiveness begins and love wins. Feeding the ego is the death of your marriage. So if that's ultimately really your goal, then honestly, keep doing what you're doing if you want to destroy your marriage. But if you have that thought of, I want more than these stupid battles that we fight. I want more than he's right and I'm wrong, or vice versa. I'm right and he's wrong. I'm tired of keeping score. I want to be able to walk in a room and lock eyes with him and know that I'm loved even in the middle of the mess. I'm loved even when I'm not always right. I'm loved when I forget to pay the bill and I have a late charge of $5. I'm loved even when I burn the chicken for dinner and we have to go out for takeout. I'm loved because of the foundation that we've built together. Stay calm and give grace. It's that foundation where forgiveness begins and love wins. You have to be willing to sacrifice your ego for the sake of your marriage. Marriage is where two becomes one. At no time will your marriage be perfect. And if you think it is, it's probably a bigger problem, but that's for a whole nother episode. We've got to look at where we are building. Where do we put the focus? If the focus is on the problem, then there will always be a problem. But when you begin to focus on a solution to build a foundation for resolution, then what do you have? A beautiful foundation. If you are struggling in your marriage, if you are one who says, oh man, I've been there. I want my ego to win. I'm being honest, Christiane. I want to be right all the time, and that's not always right. I mean, I got to tell you, I want to be right. I like being right. In fact, I kind of get a little giggle out of it. And sometimes, honestly, it's like a game my husband and I play. It's like, I got that one. You didn't. Now, that's a playful one. If we were to go back in time to when we were having total difficulties in our marriage, how my husband was interpreting my reaction, that would have been strikes and strikes and strikes against me. Hence, I was killing our marriage and didn't even know I was doing it. I thought I was being playful, but he wasn't taking it that way. If you are at that moment in your marriage where you're like, I need some solutions here. I need to begin to heal the foundation because it's a little broken. And I'm not sure where we stand. I would love to come beside you. Marriage is a two-way street, but it does take the effort of one to be willing to make some changes. I know for me, that's how it started with me. I had to be willing to step out and make changes, not just for the marriage, but more importantly, for myself. If that's you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. It'll begin our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you. Remember, no marriage is perfect. Mine is still not perfect. In fact, just yesterday, he was doing some crazy things, but I just looked at him and thought, that's just you being you, and that's okay. And it was funny because even the children began to poke at him. And it was all made in fun. But you see, we have come to a point in our marriage where we can laugh at ourselves, our quirky selves, ourselves that are what? Are ego driven. Because we know who we are individually, but we know who we are now together. That's the important part of marriage, where two become one. Stay calm and give grace. I promise you, your marriage is worth every bit of effort that you put into it. I want you to have a beautiful one. Yep, you're still going to have roller coasters, but it'll be an adventure of a lifetime. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.